The stars and moon remind me of you. I don't know what to say. It might make you worse. I don't understand what her problem is. I think she's just a fish.
Hello and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And today we've got something, well, this is something that's a headache for me and, you know, it hurts my wallet quite a bit too.
Yes, that's right. So we're not actually talking about headaches as headaches,
no,
right?
No, no.
The things that actually ache in your head. We're talking about just kind of like things that annoy you or that are annoying.
Yes, for sure. And in this case, that's tipping.
Yes, one of the most annoying parts of Western culture. Whenever you go to the restaurant, whenever you take a taxi, whenever you get your hair cut, mm-hmm. you need to leave a
tip.
Ugh.
Ugh, yeah, yeah. So today we have a dialogue between two friends, and they're just talking about how complicated it is. And, like, why do we have to give a tip?
Okay, so let's go ahead and listen to their tips on how to leave tips.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that was one of the best steaks I've had in a while.
Oh yeah? It looked delectable. Shall we get the bill?
Sure, but I don't know how much to tip. It's such a headache.
Well, acceptable gratuity at sit-down restaurants has increased a lot, so now it's basically 15 to 20%.
So, if I really liked my meal, I should tip more?
Not just the meal, but the experience in general. Judging by your meal and the good service, I'd say 18% would be good.
That's such a big chunk of the menu price. Servers must make a killing on tips.
Well, it is a big proportion of their income, but they don't get benefits, and their wages alone aren't enough to make ends meet. Tipping supplements their wage so they can make a living.
Got it. Where else do I need to tip?
If someone performs a service, like taxi drivers or hairstylists do, it's best to tip. Or if your barista goes out of their way to make a fancy drink, you can give a little tip too.
Ah, okay. It's such a complicated system.
It's not really a system, just an outdated tradition.
I see. Oh, our server's coming with the machine.
Okay, the dialogue kicks off with Amanda. Sounds like she has just finished a very delicious steak.
Mm-hmm, and Taylor says, oh yeah, it looked delectable?
Okay, so not only delicious, but also delectable.
Right, so Adam and I were talking before the podcast, and this is actually a pretty cool word, but we don't usually say it.
Right, so why would we include a word that we don't usually say? You know, just for variety.
For variety, exactly. Yeah. If you say it looks good, it looks good, it looks good every time, mm. it's kind of boring. So it's sort of like, almost like a joke, right?
It could be, because mm-hmm. delectable, it's supposed to be delicious, but mm-hmm. also like, it's a certain kind of food. It's probably mm-hmm. very expensive.
Expensive, fancy.
Fancy. Mm-hmm. So usually I would say this word when I'm eating something that is not expensive or not very fancy.
Right, exactly. For sure.
Okay, but whatever word you want to use, the problem is that after you get the food in the restaurant, well, you have to pay for it, but then you don't just have to pay for the food, you also have to pay for the service.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and that's called the tip. Okay. And as we said before in the intro, it's quite a headache.
Yes. Okay, so this word, a headache, I say it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get a lot of real headaches.
Right.
But, you know, in our lives, in our daily lives, we do encounter many things that they kind of give us headaches.
Yeah, like stressful things. You get a lot of stress and maybe that really gives you a headache.
It could.
Mm-hmm.
We also say pain in the neck.
Right. You could also say a pain in the butt.
You can say something worse than that too.
You
right?
could. Yeah, yeah. So just something that causes you pain or makes you hurt.
Right. So keep that in mind that we don't say, you know, an ache in the neck. It's
right.
a headache mm-hmm. or a pain in the neck or pain in the butt or just a pain.
Exactly. Yeah, good point. So Taylor here, he's kind of explaining about tipping, and he says acceptable gratuity. Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. So this is getting a little fancy again.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Gratuity is just a fancy word for tip.
Exactly. Right. So if you get your bill and you sometimes will see that word gratuity on the bill, and that just means tip.
Right. So we're probably going to get a question, a grammar question here. Why don't we say, you know, an acceptable gratuity, or what about gratuities? Mm-hmm. Usually we just say gratuity.
Yeah, it's kind of an uncountable noun.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, this word acceptable, of course, we know that in life there are things we can accept,
mm-hmm,
and there are things that we cannot accept.
Right, yeah, just it's okay. It's fine to do.
Mm, right. And this has been changing in my lifetime, especially at sit-down restaurants.
Yeah, so as it looks here, it's a restaurant where you sit down at a table.
Right. Now, McDonald's has tables. Mm-hmm. Is it a sit-down restaurant?
Well, honestly, I wouldn't call it a sit-down restaurant because there's no table service.
Right, that's the key. So there are tables at mm-hmm. McDonald's. You can sit down at those tables, but nobody's coming to the table to
exactly.
say, like, ooh, can I get you some more... whatever.
Some more Coca-Cola?
More Coca-Cola,
some more
sir?
Fries?
Exactly. More salt, sir?
Yeah. So at these sit-down restaurants, just think of like a real restaurant, the acceptable tip has increased. So now the starting point for a tip is 15%.
Yeah. Like when I was a kid, it was 10%.
Yeah.
Like that was a good tip.
Yeah, that was like, okay, the food and the service was fine. 10%.
Yes. Mm. So then Amanda asks if she really likes her meal, mm-hmm. should she tip more?
Yeah, and it's not just about the meal here, and this is what Taylor explains. It's about everything. It's about the service, even like the music maybe.
Yeah.
If you liked everything, were the seats comfortable, everything.
Sure. Exactly. And then Taylor kind of looks at the situation, mm-hmm. right? Kind of says, well, you know, I see your meal there. And yeah. The service was pretty good. How about 18%?
Right. And he uses this word judging by, which
judging
means
by.
Just like considering.
Considering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evaluating.
Mm, ooh, he's trying to calculate how much it would be, right?
Sure. Exactly. Now, I'd say here is just a way of expressing your opinion. Well, I'd say, you know, 18%.
It's kind of like giving your opinion when nobody asked.
Nobody asked,
like,
yeah.
If you asked me, I would say.
Right. And that's why we have the, well, there's no would in this.
Right,
but
right.
We have the I'd.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
It's a bit more polite because, yeah, I am sort of, I'm just expressing my opinion and maybe nobody asked. But then it's cool how they also combine this phrase, I'd say, with that first phrase, judging by.
Yeah, you can often use it like that, judging by, blah, 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 I'd say, and then give your suggestion.
Sure. So I could look at, maybe I saw Connor, looked a little sad, and I'd say, oh, judging by his facial expressions, I'd say... he needs some cheering up.
Well, I'd say you're wrong about that.
Jeez. Okay. All right.
Well, anyway, 18%, that's quite a lot. And that's what Amanda says here. That's a big chunk of the menu price.
Well, especially if she's buying steak.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Like this steak is not the cheapest food out there.
No, for sure.
And that's one of the reasons why if you are a server at a steakhouse or a steak restaurant, you will probably make a killing on tips.
Right. So again, this is referring to money. Mm. Make a lot of money.
Yeah, we have so many phrases about, like, make money is obviously the most basic.
Yeah.
Everybody should know that. He makes money, she makes money.
Yeah.
It's difficult to make money. It's easy to make money. But we have so many other phrases that we use with make that are related to money.
Mm-hmm. And this has nothing to do with killing anybody.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And could this be like a rich person like, I don't know, Bill Gates?
He made a killing in the 90s
with software, for sure.
But it could be, you know, just an average Joe, too, right?
You can make
a killing selling books.
Selling books, yeah, because we still need books.
You still need books, exactly. Yeah. There's another phrase that we will run into in a second. We might as well just talk about it now.
Sure.
Make ends meet.
Right, so this means make enough money to just live, basically,
to live.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you will often hear this with, it's becoming more and more difficult to make ends meet.
Right.
How does one make ends meet?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of used in a negative sense, right? Like usually when it's difficult.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I can't make ends meet, or I'm struggling to make ends meet.
Right. Or why does Bill Gates have so much money when so many people are struggling to make ends meet?
Exactly.
Okay, so that is something we are going to put into the grammar section for today. All these different phrases that have to do with make and money.
Mm-hmm. So Taylor is sort of explaining here more to Amanda about the tip and the pay structure of the servers. So he says, Yeah, it's a big proportion of their income.
Okay, proportion means a part.
Yeah, like a percentage of how much money they make.
Right, exactly. So of our open language hosts, let's see, a small proportion of them are ladies.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, very small proportion.
Yeah, that's right. And probably the user proportion of ladies is quite a bit higher.
Which isn't to say that you guys out there are wasting your time. You most certainly are not. One thing about being a server, or the old word we used to use was waitress waiter, is that, you know, oftentimes you don't really get paid that much. I shouldn't say that. Your wage is not very high.
Right, exactly. And you also don't get benefits.
Benefits, yeah. So you wouldn't be able to... Well, in Canada, of course, you can go to the doctor for free, but in America, probably not.
Right.
Even if you worked at a very, 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 very fancy restaurant, you probably still are not going to get health insurance.
Right. And that's such a huge thing for so many people.
Yeah, for sure. But of course, you know, these tips, they're making up a larger and larger percentage or larger and larger proportion of their income.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these people, you know, they're not really struggling to make ends meet.
Right. That is true. And we can talk about that later. So Taylor here explains that because it's maybe not enough to make ends meet, tipping supplements their wage.
Yes. Okay. So supplement, we have talked about before as a noun, specifically about like vitamins.
Yeah, a vitamin supplement.
So you would basically go to the pharmacy. Maybe you want some vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
That's a supplement.
Right. You're adding something extra to sort of complete it, right?
Yeah. But in this case, it is a verb. Mm-hmm. So it is supplementing something to follow Connor's explanation, to complete it somehow.
Exactly. Yeah. And in this case, they're supplementing their wage so they can make a living.
Ah, yes. Hey, I have a question. We just saw the word wages, and now we see wage.
Yeah, you could say wages or wage, just depending on what you're talking about.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I often think about, like, wages as, like, the sum total of their money or of the money that the company pays them.
Yeah, yeah.
And wage might be, like, the rate.
Oh, yeah.
Like how much?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Anyway, so we have another expression here about making money, making a living.
Make a living, yeah. So we mentioned before, make ends meet is, it's kind of negative. It really shows the struggle. Whereas make a living is just what everybody has to do.
Yeah, to kind of be comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you can make a decent living.
Yeah, you can make a comfortable living.
A comfortable living, yeah, exactly. But it's not, you're not emphasizing how difficult it is.
Right.
You're just saying, you know, we all have to do what we have to do.
Yeah, oh, I make a living.
Yeah, make a living.
And from this, we also get the term living wage.
Yes, 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 yes. Which we talked about, or we will talk about soon.
Mm-hmm,
hard
for
to
sure.
keep all these lessons straight.
Yeah.
Okay, the most important thing that Amanda asks next is, where else do I need to tip?
Right. So this is really confusing for so many people in North America. So basically, it comes down to this. If somebody performs a service.
Okay. So perform, like on stage. Da, 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 da.
Yeah. No. In this case, it just means do, basically.
It does just mean do.
Yeah. It's kind of a fancy word. You do a service. No, you perform a service.
Just like you perform your duty, your tasks.
Right, exactly. Or if some new system didn't perform well.
Right, right. Now, of course, these other services are things like taxis or getting your hair cut. And I mentioned both of those before.
Yeah.
And as Taylor suggests here, it's best to tip in those situations.
Yeah, for sure. It's a little confusing, you know, when I think about this, like every company provides a service, right?
It's true.
Yeah, so it's kind of confusing. But the idea is that people in the service industry, so someone they're actually like maybe getting up and doing something physical to help you.
Right, exactly. Now, there's one place that a lot of us go often, and that's a place like Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, Starbucks. So coffee shops. And who works at coffee shops? Baristas.
Baristas. Mm-hmm. Okay, fancy word for coffee-making person.
Yeah.
But the thing is, some of those coffee-making people, they really go out of their way to make you a fancy drink.
Mm-hmm. Like if some barista does a little latte art for you.
Oh, like draws a picture of a heart.
Yeah.
Draws a picture of, like McDonald's, they just put like the McDonald's logo on it, don't
they? Oh, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but the whole point about going out of your way to do something is you're making that extra effort.
Mm-hmm, yeah, if you can imagine, like, we're both going a different way and somebody has to come to my way to help me, then that's going out of their way.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And so Taylor's suggestion here is to leave a little tip.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, I do that too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the how much people that work at coffee shops make. I don't think it's all that low.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, and, you know, honestly, things that you get at a coffee shop, they're not really doing a lot.
Well,
you know, there's no table service.
Right. So the thing is, I never get a fancy drink.
Mm-hmm,
I just get, like, just a cup of coffee.
Yeah, just basic.
And I often kind of think, like, you know, I could just get that myself, too.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I really don't need your help here.
Yeah.
In fact, I would almost, like, pay more money, a bigger tip or whatever, if they just let me go get the coffee myself.
Yeah, then you don't have to wait in line.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know, this, it's complicated.
Mm-hmm,
and that's
yeah.
what Amanda says here. It's a complicated system, to which Taylor replies,
It's not really a system.
It's not a system. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is, you know, so what is a system? We can argue until the cows come home about what a system is or is not. But the point is this is a tradition.
Mm-hmm,
right? It's
for
been going on for a long time.
Yeah. It started in the 1800s in England.
Mm.
And it was just, and in fact, you gave the tip before the meal.
Yeah. Well, you'd think that makes more sense.
Yeah. It's like to make sure that you get good service.
Yeah. 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 In any case, this is kind of outdated.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Super outdated. So outdated is just like old and not modern. It, you know, it's not really relevant to our time.
Not relevant or not useful, not helpful.
Right, exactly.
I think in a lot of cases, when people talk about tipping, and we can maybe talk about that in the outro, is that it's just not so helpful. Like the way that when we look at a menu, the price of the food on the menu is not going to be the price you are going to pay.
Right, and it's always a shock when you see your bill and then you finally pay. It's like, wow, that was so much more than I expected.
Sure, sure. Now, one thing that is interesting is that now we have these machines, right?
Yeah.
You can use your credit card, you can use your debit card. And of course, these machines will calculate the tip for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't really think about how much it is, and then you just push the button,
18%, 15%.
15%, and then you get the total. And you, wait a second. You know, now this is suddenly my, you know, $25 meal is now suddenly, you know, over $30.
Yeah, and the server is staring down
at
you.
Staring at you. Yes, exactly, exactly. Okay, well, that is just a little taste of this headache that we all share over here in North America.
Yeah.
Why don't we go ahead and listen to Amanda and Taylor share their experiences one more time, and then come back and share our own experiences.
Sounds good.
Wow, that was one of the best steaks I've had in a while.
Oh yeah? It looked delectable. Shall we get the bill?
Sure, but I don't know how much to tip. It's such a headache.
Well, acceptable gratuity at sit-down restaurants has increased a lot, so now it's basically 15 to 20%.
So, if I really liked my meal, I should tip more?
Not just the meal, but the experience in general. Judging by your meal and the good service, I'd say 18% would be good.
That's such a big chunk of the menu price. Servers must make a killing on tips.
Well, it is a big proportion of their income, but they don't get benefits, and their wages alone aren't enough to make ends meet. Tipping supplements their wage so they can make a living.
Got it. Where else do I need to tip?
If someone performs a service, like taxi drivers or hairstylists do, it's best to tip. Or if your barista goes out of their way to make a fancy drink, you can give a little tip too.
Ah, okay. It's such a complicated system.
It's not really a system, just an outdated tradition.
I see. Oh, our server's coming with the machine.
All right, so we just heard the dialogue again between Amanda and Taylor talking about tipping. And, you know, Adam, I think you and I both have pretty strong opinions about this because we both lived for a long time in countries that didn't have that tipping culture.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, I don't know how many times in China I tried to tip and it would be rejected.
Right. Yeah. I did give small tips to taxi drivers in Korea, and they did appreciate that.
Yeah. I always give taxi drivers tips. They'll get a better tip if they talk to me.
Oh,
That was always the thing, because a lot of those taxi drivers, they really, really want to communicate with foreigners.
Yeah,
right? So, oh, what's Canada like? Blah, 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 blah. And of course, if they taught me something, then I think that is a great service. Right? They have performed, in my opinion, like one of the most valuable services.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we talked a little bit about how this is outdated. It's interesting because, as I said before, it started in England.
Right.
And actually, since then, it's stopped, basically, in England.
Oh, yeah.
They don't really give tips. In fact, in all of Europe.
In Europe, yeah.
Yeah, they don't give tips anymore.
Yeah, it's just, it's such a, again, is it a system? We don't know. Is it a tradition? Yes. It is just such a dumb system.
Yeah, yeah. And the problem is that restaurants, nobody wants to be the first one to stop, because then all of their good servers will leave.
Yeah, the servers will leave. The prices will probably have to go up on the menu. And and again, it's the people who are paying the money, they're going to pay the same amount.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's psychological.
Yeah, and then servers can get, you know, benefits, and it's just, I think it's a win-win if we try to get rid of it.
I couldn't agree more.
What about you guys? Do you think tipping is okay? Or have you ever given a tip?
Yeah, where were you?
Yeah.
Was it a hotel in California? Was it a taxi in Montreal?
Yeah. And what do you think? How can we make it better for service workers?
Exactly. Okay, so a really relevant topic for us. Hope it was very useful and fun for you. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Talk to you later.
And you, 'cause I don't get the people here. You're curious. They don't